Unit 23. Roommates. Page 90. 2. Let's listen. People are talking about their roommates. Listen and circle the two words that best describe each person. 1.
I like sharing a room with Greg. He's very quiet and always asks me if it's okay for him to listen to the radio or watch TV. He likes to keep the room nice and clean, just like I do. He helps me a lot with homework, too. He's really smart and is always happy to check over my assignments.
2.
Donna loves baking. She's always making things and giving them to her friends. Cakes, pies, bread. She bakes everything. No wonder I'm putting on weight. She loves calling people on the phone, and she spends hours talking to them. She really should spend more time on her schoolwork, though.
3.
I have a great roommate. She's neat and she makes me laugh a lot. She's got a wonderful sense of humor. She's really smart, too. She studies all the time. I sometimes wish she'd take more time off to make friends because she hardly knows anyone. She doesn't seem to feel comfortable when she's around people.
4.
Tom's awful as a roommate. He always says he's going to do something, like pay the phone bill, but then he doesn't do it. He never does much to keep the place clean, either. He just throws things on the floor and expects me to put them away. He doesn't care that I have to live in his mess. It drives me crazy.
5.
Bob and I get along pretty well. He keeps the place really clean and neat. The only thing is, he loves to party. He's always inviting friends over, and they sit around and talk really loudly until it's very late. It makes it really hard for me to study. I've asked him not to do it when I'm studying, but he still does. I guess it doesn't bother him because he never studies.
6.
Pam is difficult to live with because she has very strong opinions. She always has to be right about things, and she just sits around all day watching TV. She never does anything active. The worst thing is, she loses her temper very quickly. I think I need to find a new roommate.
Page 91. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. People are comparing their new roommate with their old roommate. Which one does each person prefer? Listen and check the correct answer. 1.
How are you getting along with your new roommate?
Well, she's very different from the one I had last semester.
Really?
Yeah. My old roommate used to play her radio really late and get about 20 phone calls a night. I could never get my work done. Luckily, my new roommate is very quiet and hardly talks on the phone. I really like her.
2.
Do you have the same roommate this semester?
No, I have a new one, unfortunately. I don't like him too much.
Oh?
Yeah, David, my roommate from last semester, was really neat and clean. My new one leaves his clothes all over the place. The place is always a mess.
3.
Has your new roommate moved in yet?
Yes, last week.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad my old roommate left. He was always in a bad mood about things. My new one is so friendly and always happy. We get along really well.
4.
What's your new roommate like?
Oh, we've already started having arguments.
How come?
She likes to have her friends come by all the time. The place is always full of her noisy friends.
Oh, that's too bad. You used to get along so well with the old one.
I know. She was really considerate.
5.
How are you and your roommate getting along?
Pretty well. She usually comes home late, but she's always careful not to make any noise in case I'm sleeping. She's very thoughtful. I like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's a real change from my old roommate. She only ever cared about herself.
6.
Has your new roommate arrived yet?
Yes, he has. He's really fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he has a great sense of humor, so we're always joking and telling stories.
That's great. Your old roommate never told jokes.
Yes, he was so serious about everything.
Page 91. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. What word or phrase describes each person's favorite roommate? Write the correct letter. Page 92. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People left voicemails for their roommates. What do they want their roommates to do? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Hi, Paul. This is Ted. Listen, could you do me a favor? I left my chemistry book on my bed. I hope you can find it. The bed's a mess because I didn't have time to make it this morning. Could you bring my book with you to class this afternoon? I need it for class, and I don't have time to go back for it. Thanks.
2.
Anne, this is Margaret. I've invited a couple of friends to come by tonight at 7:30 to watch TV with us. You know them, Dave and Sue. Would you be able to pick up some snacks? I have a class till 7, so I won't have time to buy them before the guests arrive. I'll pay you back when I get home. Thanks.
3.
Hey, Ken. It's John. Guess what? My folks just sent me an email to say they'll be over to visit around 5. Sorry, but I left the living room in a real mess. Could you give it a quick cleanup? I have football practice till 4:30, and I can't get back to do it myself. We can all go out for dinner together later. I'll buy you whatever you want to eat.
4.
Brenda, this is Carrie. I'm calling because we're completely out of food. Sorry, but some friends came by earlier and we finished everything. We were really hungry. The refrigerator is completely empty. Could you get a few things for dinner on the way home? I have to finish an assignment, so I won't be home till about 8. By the way, I cleaned the apartment. I hope you like it.
Page 92. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Are these statements true or false? Check the correct answer.